The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 24th of March, 7:05 in the morning. And the news top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Meh Tuesday. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's coming in a little bit. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Go there, find all of our shows, find our archives, find out the news of what's going on from six different sources, find our advertisers, click on them and go straight to their website. Yep. And Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're always so serious. It's Tuesday. We know it sucks. No. You know the old Marine saying from this old Marine is embrace the suck. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I just need to give me some. Give me some juice here, buddy.
Like, I feel like I'm behind today.
Join the club. Running slow.
You
know, yeah, when Curtis walks in, he goes, hey, it's a little dark in here in my office. And I go, it's because I'm absorbing all the light right now. Hey, we have national days today.
Yeah, it's a national cocktail day.
Oh, okay, that started the day off okay.
It's national cheesesteak day.
Like cheesesteak, like Philly cheesesteaks?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a Philly cheesesteak at one of those original places in Philadelphia, you know, where they're so famous for serving thousands of these things.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Do you remember what the name of it was, by any chance?
No.
It's kind of like on the corner. It's kind of a pie-shaped building.
40 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Okay. And that's it?
That was it.
Okay. Well, I haven't had a Philly cheesesteak, I bet, in a decade, at least. There's places around here, I'm sure, that serve them. Or, you know, my guest is Curtis Byron, and we'll get to him in a second. The weather. Today through next Sunday is going to be highs near 82 and lows around 50 to 55. It's going to be sunny. Calm winds, even though Thursday night looks like it could be partly cloudy, but Friday mostly sunny with a high near 84. Saturday sunny with a high near 82. Now Monday, a chance of rain, but partly sunny with a high near 77. So it's just going to be beautiful like this through next Sunday, and then Monday maybe a chance of rain. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane at Anderson, a family-owned business started about 30 years ago by Chuck and Judy Kenny, provides outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services.
Yes, thanks for having me.
No, but that's not what we're here to talk about, even though we probably will, because at some point, because I've got you here for a whole hour, which is hard to do with Curtis because he's hard to pin down, and because he's so busy. You're here to talk about the Special Olympic Pro-Am Golf Tournament.
Yes.
So let's talk.
Okay. This year, it's June 13th, 14th, and 15th of June. This is our 52nd year of doing it, 53rd year.
Wow.
All our proceeds benefit Shasta County Special Olympics. And they've got a new director this year, Steve Bell. He's doing a great job, really expanding their programs, expanding what the athletes can do. We've been working with him for the last couple of years. Great guy. And again, he's expanding all the programs. So obviously, you know, our money that we donate to him every year is about 80% of their program.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It used to be more, but like I said, Steve's not there.
Reaching out some more.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, my goal has always been to get them as much money as we can so they can expand their program. They're doing bocce ball, all sorts of things now.
Sure.
Yeah. And they just had their basketball tournament.
Yeah, I was going to say it. They saw something on basketball.
Yeah, last weekend.
So how does the Pro-Am work? There is your regular Reading Pro-Am that people enter to
yes.
play. And it's the day before the Pro-Am. Is that correct?
When we play with the Special Olympians?
Yeah, the Special Olympians.
Actually, 2 days.
Okay.
2 days before, yeah. We get together with you, and thank you again. You've been a great supporter of that.
Well, this is such a wonderful event. Linden and I have a great time.
It's
out
so
there.
Much fun.
These, you know what, the kids are just wonderful.
Yep.
So positive. And they speak their minds.
Oh, yeah.
As we know, after I made my tee shot, it went into the water. And, you know, nobody on the first hole at Riverview. And if you've ever played out there, if you just go out there and look, where you tee off from, you got the river on your left-hand mm-hmm. side. It's a little known fact, but there's an area there with a sign that says Bott's Grotto.
Yeah.
Because every time I drive, it'll land into the water. But so if somebody has a shot like that, you know, especially when you're playing with people you don't know that well, you don't say anything. The young man.
I think it was Andrew, I think.
Andrew says, "Whoa, that was a bad shot." And it just broke everybody up, and the rest of the day was just a wonderful time. And I said, "Yeah, you're right." Can I have that mulligan now? I'll take my putter and just hit it down the cart path and let it roll all the way down there, and it'll be close to where I'd be anyway. So how does this work? Is that open, that golf day open to other people, or is it the money raised is during the Pro-Am?
The tournament is open to anybody.
Okay.
But it is a amateur professional golf tournament. It's
right.
It's not a drink beer the whole time.
These guys, they're serious.
Yeah, the pros can make up to, you know, depending on how we do, they could make anywhere from $6,000 to $7,000
wow.
to win it.
Yeah.
It's the largest Pro-Am north of Sacramento.
Okay.
And it's a big deal. It's a golf tournament.
It is.
And
yeah.
you want to see some good golf, these guys can do it.
Well, I tell you what, when I played with one of them, in fact, Dan Scott.
Yeah.
Par 5, we were using pitching wedges for our second shot on
yeah.
a par 5.
Yeah.
He nailed that. And I asked Dan, because he had that day he was well under par and he's on our team, so that always helps. And I said, you know, Dan, why aren't you, and he said, Dan's just as honest, you know, eagle eye painting is just honest as the day is long. He goes, because I don't have this focus every day.
The mental
focus every day to be able to do this. And,
yeah.
and he recognized that. Cause, well, you know, you got a life and all those things. But he says, I can play with anybody 1 or 2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
But for 4 days?
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what keeps most people off the circuit there.
Yeah.
Even once they've made it, lose that focus.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play 3 days. The golf tournament is actually Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday, and then the
right.
top third pros play on Monday.
Okay.
And like I said, it's a big deal. It's real golf. The public is welcome to come watch. And if you want to play in it, you know, 4-man team, 1 professional. If you can't find a professional, we can find one for you if you have a 4-man team that wants to play. And it's just, it's a really fun event. We're trying a bunch of new stuff this year. You know, we have a helicopter ball drop where we drop 500 golf balls and one lands in the hole, you win the grand prize. Well, this year we're going to try a drone drop. We're going to have a drone drop the golf balls. Actually, they're going to be ping pong balls, but whatever. Semantics.
I was going to say, that, you know, well, that would be cool. So everybody buys a ball. And if one lands in there, if your ball lands in there.
You win $4,000.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Better odds than winning a lotto.
Yes, it is. And we've got what we're doing this year, which is a little different, is for every 500 golf balls that we sell,
mm-hmm.
we're going to another grand prize. So you got a $500 chance to win $4,000.
Yeah.
So we're doing that, and we're going to get the Special Olympians to push the button to drop the balls.
Okay.
That's on Saturday night.
Okay.
You know, that's new. You know, all this is new.
Right.
Another thing that we've done the last 2 years.
Well, wait a minute. We're going to talk about that when we get back from this break. Okay, if you want to hear what else is going on there, which I know you do, we'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us. Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on her way in. She'll be here at some point. Yesterday, you know, she gets her nails done. That's, you know, that's part of the upkeep and all that. But yesterday she was digging in the yard with the gardener, fixing sprinklers, planting stuff. Oh, yeah. No, she's yeah.
What's your job?
Well, I go by and I say, wow, that looks great.
Wow, that's an incredible color you picked this year.
I want you to give my wife lessons because I'm the guy doing the sprinklers.
Well, we all realize we have our strengths, Curtis. You know what? You know, I don't interfere with gardeners. They don't tell me how to drop a mortar round 400 yards away down on a, you know, on a target. You know, in fact, I've noticed that nobody in Reading really tries to tell me that kind of stuff. So I just don't interfere with things like that. Now, the other day I was digging up we had a busted or a split pipe and I dug that up and put couplers on it and all that. And then I painted one of her new wine holder things, painted that. I do spend a lot of time with the horse, taking care of the horse. So,
which is good.
And the dog. Maybe not as much as I could. Yeah. No, there are, you know what? What makes women happy, and really makes her happy, is when I do things like that. Go out in the yard and trim things and blow and then, oh, her favorite is me power washing. And it's I'm getting close to power washing. I'm going to wait till next month.
I have one just like that at home.
No, my power washing. She gave me a power washer for Valentine's Day 3 years ago. And I said, a power washer for Valentine's Day? She says, why, you like the power wash? Which is where she got that idea, I'm not sure. And it stayed in the box for 2 months. Just stayed there, out on our patio. And I'd walk by it every day. And I'd look at it, it was still in the box. Then I took it out of the box and waited a couple more months until the moss had fully overgrown this one brick area. And then the war was on. So, anyway.
Yeah, years and years ago. Yeah, actually, for my wife's birthday, bought her a vacuum cleaner once. Now, I'll never do that again.
Hey, I'm here with Curtis.
That didn't end well.
I'm here with a vacuum cleaner.
Well, she needed one.
Man, you're walking ball. You're walking big here, man. You're walking big here.
Oh no, I got neutered pretty quick.
Okay.
All right, back to this.
I'm here with Curtis Byron, Assist You Insurance Agency on Mistletoe. And, Mistletoe Lane, he's got the Reading Pro-Am that they put on, and it's there to raise money for the Special Olympics. And y'all have been doing a great job with that.
Yeah, specifically Shasta County Special Olympics.
Shasta County, money stays here.
100% of our money stays here.
And so are you looking for sponsors again this year?
We're always looking for sponsors. One of the reasons I wanted to come was because we updated everything this year. We got a new logo. See our logo? New logo. Yeah. We modernized our logo.
Yeah.
We got a new website, a brand new website, updated that, new registration, new opportunities to sponsor. You don't have to be a golfer to sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a sponsorship ranging anywhere from $25 up to $5,000 if you want. And again, like I said, 100% of our proceeds go to Shasta County Special Olympics.
And how many, I mean, I don't want to put you on the hot seat here, but so just, you know, general numbers, but how many Special Olympians? Do you have any idea how many there are here in Shasta County?
My thinking is, if I remember correctly, the numbers were 300 to 400.
I would think that. I would think several hundred.
Yeah.
There are lots. Because they're participating in track and swimming and basketball and golf.
Bocce ball.
Now,
bocce ball. Yeah. I said Steve's doing a wonderful job expanding their programs.
And we always so much enjoy the opportunity to play on the media day. Oh, it absolutely is. We play, it's nine holes. It's best ball.
Yep.
Thank goodness. And then it's only nine holes and we end up having a hamburger hot dog feast afterwards. And that one's kind of limited. That's for, Special Olympians.
And sponsors.
And sponsors.
Our major sponsors, we bring in the media, we bring in you to play, just, you know, exposure and get to meet the kids. Because once you meet the kids and you play with them, you're
hooked. Oh, my gosh.
You're done.
The girl, we've played.
Amy.
We've played with been in Amy's foursome for, gosh, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years. And her daddy is such a fine man.
Yeah.
Also, and the but it is just, it's for us. It's one, it's relaxed, but two, it's you know, they take the game seriously. These kids in the special, they take the game seriously. They do things that we should all do when we're playing golf.
Yeah.
You know, lining the ball up and practicing their swings and all this, which, it is, they're happy and you can't help but get happy out there.
Yeah. That's one of the things this last couple of years that I've been trying to, emphasize is the parents. You know, with these programs, not only are the parents involved, but it also gives the parents a break. Because these kids have something to do and they're the unsung heroes here too, because everybody forgets about the parents of these Special Olympians that do so much for these kids. It's the least we can do. It's the least we can do to help.
The other thing, too, is it's surprising sometimes to see how old the Special Olympians are, because you'll look at them, and like Amy, you know, we've seen her 4 years, and it wasn't until I think this past year I learned that she was in her mid-20s. Mid-20s, I think.
Yeah, she's getting close to 30.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Her personality is such of one of optimism.
Oh yeah, they're just fun to be around.
Yeah, they it really is, and I've so much appreciate you asking us that first time years ago to come on out, and now we put that on our calendar.
Yeah, we appreciate.
Make sure. Well, you know what, you can't help but appreciate what your team is doing to help these young, I'm not going to call them kids, they're these adults and children.
Yeah.
To be able to, you know, to do the things that other kids do. A lot of times it's not out there.
And one of the things that we, before we hit the break, I wanted to bring out, we have two years, we've had a Special Olympian play the national anthem on his saxophone. And he really does a good job.
Oh, yeah.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend, if you're available Saturday. We're doing it Saturday. We normally do it Friday night. But this year we're going to do it Saturday night on the patio just before we do the drone drop. He's going to play the national anthem on his saxophone.
Cool.
Oh, it's, it is, I got it. It is awesome.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Hmm.
So it's fun to.
Yeah. No, no. Ah, that sounds great.
I'll get you guys tickets because it's dinner, barbecue on the patio.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'll even buy you dinner. That's the kind of guy I am.
Free food.
There you go.
You know, when Mike Quinn sold us this dark signal for an exorbitant amount of money that we had no idea. and one of the things he said, yeah, okay, he did. He hooked us. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, no.
You know, I didn't know it. We didn't even know where to find out. Well, how do you find out how much this thing's worth? Anyway, but he was very supportive and has been very supportive over the years. I can't say enough, you know, about Mike. He's helped us. But one of the things he did say was, you know, you eat free in a lot of places. People invite you to things. And you know what? I never saw when Mike's station was open, I never saw him ever miss, you know, something with, oh, yeah, come on and have brunch. You know, the Asphalt Cowboys doing this. The Rodeo Association's doing this. He went to every one of those. Anyway, we do have to take a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, jewelry design. You can they'll help you design your own piece of jewelry. And think about this, Curtis. You can go down there and have an idea for your beautiful bride. They'll help you design it. They'll build it for you. And you'll have a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that nobody else will ever have. And not just Curtis, that's anybody can do this at Four Winds Jewelry. A super selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Really good people. Been there 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Won best in the North State for 4 years in a row now. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devon. And our guest today is Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance, located on Mistletoe Way Lane. But he's here to talk about Special Olympics, the Reading Pro-Am that's coming up June 13th, 14th, and 15th. There is on the 11th a...
We call it Media Day.
Media Day. And that's what it is, Media Day and Sponsor Day, where we play with the Special Olympians, and it's just a wonderful time. We've been talking about that. But sponsoring the Reading Pro-Am, and sponsors is a primary way to raise money for the Special Olympics funding that you all do for the whole year.
Yes.
And we've got, 300 Special Olympians, 250, 300 Special Olympians, and it's not just golf, basketball, and other sports. And all the money stays right here in Shasta County and Redding area.
Yeah.
So if somebody's interested in this sponsorship.
Yeah, you can go to our brand new website. Nice segue, by the way.
Thank you.
We got a brand new website up that offers not only for you to participate in the golf tournament, sponsor the golf tournament, or play, but there are places where you can just go on and donate money from the website. You can just donate $25, $50, whatever.
Yeah.
And all of our sponsor money, goes to that's where the Special Olympics gets their money, is our sponsor money from our sponsors. Which I would be remiss to thank them all.
Yeah.
Most of them, and this is the beauty of Shasta County.
Most of our sponsors do not want me to name them. They do. They just go, here. Here it is. You know, I'm just doing this because I want to. Do not mention me.
Well, that's the way this town
is. I know it. It is.
I love this town. Well, and I'm going to bring up some other things. Got nothing to do with this because you've been around here a long time. You're a big community supporter. Can people buy things like their names on a sign at the holes and all those kind of things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll give you advertising if you want it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll put up the banners. We'll mention you on the radio. Yeah. We'll do all that.
Right.
But I would say 50% of our sponsors go, here, I don't need all that.
Yeah.
Just here.
Sure.
And it's like, God, I love this town.
Well, you know what? And here's something that just came out. You probably saw it, that Home and Garden TV just put Redding as number 9 on their list of best cities, one of the best small cities to live in.
Yeah.
In the United States, not just California, but in the United States. The 30 best up-and-coming small cities in America, and this was just a couple of weeks after, in January, the Milken Institute ranked Redding 14th among the 205 best-performing small cities in America. Those are two, I mean, that's good.
I've got to be really careful here. And that's what irritates me more than anything in the world is the negative press we get from the stupid people
in our town.
Some of them tear it down and don't try to build it up. They try to tear it down. Yeah. It's like, are they jealous or what? I have no idea. Just bury them somewhere.
The fact is we were the third most giving city in America.
And I believe that.
And, you know, after the car fire and these others, we don't have to live here. Linda and I don't have to live here. I mean, but we made that decision 18 years ago that no matter where we went, I mean, you know, job offers in Europe and other places, Middle East. But Europe was much nicer than the ones I had in the Middle East. But, I mean, but we knew we were always going to have to come back to the United States and live someplace. And where do we want to do it? Well, Redding, even though I'd only been here for like less than a year, was someplace that I felt like we could really enjoy living.
Yeah.
And we've never looked back at that.
Yeah, I've traveled a lot.
Yeah.
And I could move if I wanted to.
Sure, everybody could.
But almost everybody. You know, there's so much to offer.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and you're
negative
like,
nullies, I don't need them. I'm done with them.
It's, you know, the fact is we're no different than every other town.
No.
And
no.
Not everything is perfect. And, you know, and you see things that you want to address, and a lot of these are being addressed. Frankly, this new city manager has come in, and he's kicked in the door, you might say, and he has said, there's got to be some changes here.
Yeah, everybody, I'd like to meet him. I've heard good things
he's
about
him. Ms. Tarbo is going to be on our show next month in April.
Yeah.
As you imagine, he's pretty busy, so trying to get him. So we're going to take an hour.
I just want to tell him good luck.
Well, you know, the thing is, we've had, we've had good people in those positions. We have. But to bring in somebody else that doesn't owe anybody anything, did not come up through the system, and that's real important. They didn't come up through the system here in Shasta County and Redding. Coming in and saying, I'm going to upset some apple carts here.
That's a very good point.
And sometimes you have to do that.
Yep.
You know,
especially now.
Yeah, we're $5 million in the hole, as everybody knows, at least. And our tax revenue is not meeting what the expectations was by about 10%, maybe more. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
But I think it's all going to work. I think it's going to work for our city and our people. That's the big thing. I'm here with Curtis Byron, who we're talking about the Redding Pro-Am Invitational to support Special Olympics in our town and county. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5. Rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBond. Linda has entered the building. Well, at least Buford has. I assume Linda's with him. He hasn't learned to drive yet. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to be the only hospital in Reading to earn four consecutive A grades from the Leapfrog Group for Patient Safety. It's a national standard of excellence and a recognition of quality care they deliver every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Curtis Byron, one of our advertisers with Siskiyou Insurance. He sponsors our community calendar and Anne Marie, and who is like, I mean, you've heard her. It's,
yep.
It's like you could, if we could plug a cord into Anne Marie, we could turn on all the lights in Reading for at least a day. Okay. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Yeah. We were talking.
Well, I knew Curtis was in, so you know, I had to come in and bring Buford in to say hello and
thank you.
Hear about your pro-am.
It's more June 11th. So on June 11th, we're gonna be out there.
It's a pretty big deal. You bring in some amazing people. Did you drop some names?
No, no.
Do you want to?
Well, I mean, as far as pros, most of our. The pros that I'm name dropping is like
local
Bo Forrest,
yeah.
Dan Scott, Jay Abraham,
yeah.
Even our pro out of Riverview, Kyle. He's playing really good.
And it's funny because you'll see these guys; they've got regular jobs,
yep.
for the most part. But they go out and compete in these. There's different levels of professional golf, you know, obviously, but they can pick up $6,000-$7,000 on a weekend.
Yes.
And they decided they didn't want to try to make the cut and all that or whatever.
It's hard. You know, just what you were saying earlier, mentally, it's just
yeah. And your travel and all of these things. Look at Tiger Woods. You know, my dad said once when Tiger was. Beginning when he was just taking everything, Dad didn't say it, but I heard this announcer say, "You know, we may be changing the courses because of Tiger Woods."
Yep.
And the other announcer, an older guy, goes, "Nope, it'll catch up with him." And that's exactly what he said.
Well, both are true,
and they both were true when it caught up with him. And they didn't, I don't think they changed the courses just because of Tiger Woods, but they knew that you can't sustain that level of excellence.
Yeah, and one of the things that he did, I don't know how many people know this, one of the things that he did is he changed his swing. He had a wonderful swing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to this new trainer, Sean something, and he changed his swing completely, which put more stress
on his back.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. And I'm looking at this going, and he didn't do any better, you know, as far as winning golf tournaments, but he changed his swing, put more stress on his back, and look what happened.
Yeah.
Then he went back to his normal swing,
uh-huh.
and was able to compete for a couple of years, and then.
Well, this
time,
is what
time caught up.
Yeah, people don't realize is that pro golfers and somebody plays golf a lot and takes it seriously. You have back issues because of the torque.
Well, it's
you,
really
the
weird. The
you
whole
put
twist.
On yourself. Yeah,
how you hold your body is not natural. It's not. You know, I guess if you grow up in a saddle, then you become like you know your body adheres to that way of yeah. how your body is, but it's not natural. So with golf, just because I have only just played maybe 20 times. If you call it playing, I'm calling hack. If I hit the ball, it's a good thing. But maybe 20 times.
Oh, you're much better now.
Well, but then my back and the whole thing. So, you know, yes. But when you look at Gretzky and you look at, if you've got any favorite player in any pro sport and you watch them in their prime, you know, they're not going to be playing that. They're going to have like a window. And that's the problem when you become a great, as everybody expects you. You know, Tony Bennett, who was a great, when you look about when he was 90, he was able to throw the notes around, but he wasn't like he was when he was 30. So, and the, I always equate everything to music, as you know, Curtis. But
yeah,
that's the big thing of being an Elvis of sports, is that you do get older, your body changes, and people can't expect you to be 20 forever.
Yep.
That's a hard thing.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Said golf's harder than basketball.
Well,
greatest basketball player ever.
Ever.
And he said golf's harder than basketball.
And that's one of his true passions. Somebody said,
I'd like to get him up here.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? What a dream. Let's dream big. Why not? But somebody had said, you know, I went to go see Michael Jordan, and where do you go see Michael Jordan? As you meet him on his golf course. That's where you'll find him, and that's where you meet him. And I don't know who it was. It was, you know, one of these, I don't know, maybe it was a reel, maybe it was an interview or something, but, and that's where he lives. He loves it.
Yeah. Going back, okay, we've got the 53rd annual Reading Pro-Am. It's going to be June 13th, 14th, and 15th. You can still sign up for it.
Oh, yeah.
There's still room for sponsors.
Always room for sponsors.
And what is the site readingproam.com?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yes, and a brand new state-of-the-art website. Tyler Whitlow did it for us.
The best-looking man in Reading. The best-looking man in Reading. I swear to God. You know, and he's putting in all these workouts. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing 1,000 push-ups a day.
Well, just watch it. It makes me tired. Yeah.
I said, you know,
You've
inspired
there.
Me, Tyler. So what I'm doing is I'm starting with my hands and arms, and I get there and I stand there and I get, you know, I loosen up a little bit. Then I cut the orange in half, and I put it on the juicer, and I hold it and I move my hands around and like that.
That's your work
until I get a glass of juice. And he goes, "Do you put anything in it?"
No, that's a two-man job.
Do you put anything in it? And I said, "No, that would, you know, this is healthy. You know, I can
put anything in, like protein powder." Or,
yeah, and I'm starting to work on the lower body by just getting out of my chair without groaning.
Well, what, it's a two man job, because when he makes his orange juice and then he leaves for the day, and I'm walking in, and my shoes are sticking on the ground, my fingers are sticking.
That is
so absolutely. It's a two person exercise. I'm down, you know.
He's bending over.
I'm doing the spin to the right, spin to the left.
Wax on.
Yes, I'm doing that on down on the floor, and then doing my squats, and then I'm up on the counter, and I'm doing it wax on, wax off, and probably my mouth is moving as well.
Yeah.
And Carl has no idea until right now what a mess you just a little that's little not crumb true. Little crumb
that's,
boy.
That's not that's
yeah. Don't
that's, that
don't,
could
don't,
be true.
Don't say it.
cancel.
Yeah.
So when you say on here the Reading Pro-Am is the 13th, 14th, and 15th, that's 3 days.
Yes.
So that means you go through process of elimination.
Yes.
All right.
Saturday and Sunday, everybody plays. And then on Monday we take the top third pros, top third low amateurs, senior and regular division. We've got a senior division now, so
it's not senior enough
that I get to play in, which is kind of cool. Then we just take the top third, and if you play on Monday, you get paid.
Oh wow!
That's how we do it.
I think you need divisions. You know, make it, you know, fair, like senior, retired, military.
It'd be you and Lyle Tullis. So.
Special Olympics.
Oh. No, but he's got to be retired from the military.
He is.
Is he?
Tullis, he runs a construction.
No, I know who Lyle is, but he did 20 years.
Of military.
It's got to be retired
from
the military.
I'm sorry.
I'm cutting this down.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to play against Lyle.
Yeah.
No, I'm cutting this down to there's like me.
Okay. Now, okay.
I get a nice little trophy.
I apologize. My bad. Didn't know.
Okay. You know, Curtis, thank you so much for what you do for our community, buddy.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, guys.
You are truly you're one of those unsung hero types we were talking about. Yeah, you go, you know, you
help and you provide such, you know, you support the Special Olympics. It means a lot to you. And this takes a lot of time, but, you know, you're just one of those people, and there's so many of them here in Redding.
Thank you.
No.
You can count you two. You count you two in that group also.
So. Well, but this is, you know, and there's probably another 100 like you that nobody ever knows about. So we're happy to be able to bring you on and talk about it, and thank you for what you do for our community.
Thank you, guys. Thank you both.
All right. When we come back, hopefully we'll have Exodus Farms joining us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Secretary of State Rubio is preparing to head to France to discuss a host of hot-button issues, including the Iran war with America's allies.
Rubio will attend a group of seven foreign ministers meeting near Versailles outside of Paris on Friday to advance key U.S. interests and discuss shared security concerns and opportunities for cooperation. The State Department said in a statement, areas of focus will include the Russian-Ukraine war, the situation in the Middle East, and threats across the world to peace and stability. Nearly all of the other G7 nations, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, have reacted coolly at best to U.S.-Israeli military operations against Iran and have declined to participate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump says what he describes as productive talks with Iran could soon end the war, but Iran denies that many discussions have even taken place. American Dennis Coyle is a free man. The academic researcher detained in Afghanistan in January of last year has been released by the Taliban. Secretary of State Rubio welcomes the release, saying that President Trump is committed to ending unjust detentions overseas. Federal investigators are working to determine the cause of Sunday night's deadly collision of a plane and a fire truck on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Lead investigator Jennifer Homedy says, don't expect any answers soon.
What I'm going to tell you is we are world-renowned investigators, but we deal in facts. And if we are not able to verify those yet, and we haven't been able to, we can't provide those.
Two pilots were killed in the crash. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has appointed an energy industry executive, Alan Armstrong, to the U.S. Senate seat, vacated by newly minted Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are trading lower. The Dow is down about 70 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Australia and the European Union have adopted new trade and security agreements. The trade deal will give the EU greater access to Australia's all-important mineral resources.
Australia's wine producers, along with beef and lamb farmers, are set to be some of the biggest winners from this deal. And largely tariff-free trade will mean luxury vehicles from the EU, as well as staples like pasta and biscuits, will come down in price here. One of the sticking points in negotiations was said to have been naming rights to products. But under the agreement reached today, Australia will be able to keep its Parmesan cheese and sell its sparkling wine as Prosecco domestically. Meanwhile, Australia's cheese producers can keep their feta for a while longer too, until an eventual phasing out of name rights.
The BBC's Katie Watson in Sydney. In a race against the clock, rescue teams in northern Germany continue working to refloat a humpback whale stranded in shallow waters in the Baltic Sea. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Department of Defense will issue new press credentials while closing media offices in the Pentagon.
The announcement comes after a judge sided with the New York Times in a lawsuit regarding limits on reporters' access to the building. Pentagon spokesperson Sean Parnell says the agency disagrees with the ruling and will appeal. U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman in Washington, D.C. last week sided with the newspaper and ruled that the Pentagon's new policy illegally restricts the press credentials of reporters who walked out of the building rather than agree to the new rules. Parnell says reporters will be able to work from an annex outside the building, which will be available when ready. Keith Peters, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether mail-in ballots arriving after Election Day should be counted. A ruling from the High Court expected perhaps in June will affect voters in 14 states and the District of Columbia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Today, the 24th of March, 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's National
Cheesesteak Day.
Cheesesteak Day.
Wow. Okay. Is that where we're ending? Do we have another one or just that?
It's a National Cocktail Day, too.
Cocktails and cheesesteak.
Oh, okay. You what should cocktail be able to... would go with cheesesteak? A beer.
A beer.
That's not a cocktail, but hey.
Well, no, but you could do
alcoholic.
You could do a bourbon based.
Oh, you could.
It'd have to be a bourbon based cocktail. Maybe an old fashioned with a chili, with a Philly cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak, yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Okay. Well, there's that.
Hope I could see that old fashioned with a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. Nom nom on your morning breath. Hello. Good morning. And on this Tuesday morning, it's going to be around 82 today, sunny with mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows of 55. Tomorrow calls for around 81 with mostly clear skies on Wednesday night. Thursday, 79, partly cloudy Thursday night. If you saw some of those clouds and the overcast skies, what a beautiful way to do a sunrise and a sunset with Friday around 84 and Saturday, 82. Here's your beautiful forecast for the weekend as well. Sunny will be sunny with a high near 81. And there's your 5-6 day forecast, sunny skies, some clouds, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, always giving senior and veteran discounts.
Okay, our guest today is Ginger Salido.
Good morning. Who from Exodus Farms.
Yeah, Exodus Farms. So
we're so glad to have you on.
Good to be here. Thanks.
What is Exodus Farms, Ginger?
So briefly, Exodus Farms is a lovely old farm full of some discarded and rescued horses. We serve children that come out of severe emotional trauma in our county. Most of them fosters, maybe group homes. Just been through a lot in their little lives. And they get to come out and ride for free. It's always for free. We're completely staffed by volunteers and completely funded privately, which I'm humbled by because we don't take any government, local or federal, state funds. But it's just funded by the good folks in Shasta County that really see what happens to our kids when they come out there.
Well, you know, we have been out there, or I've been. I don't know if Linda's had a chance yet. I've been out there one or two times. And I am... the kids come out with their foster families.
Foster families, social workers, CASA workers, right. Grandparents.
And the first thing they do is they get a little job to do.
Yeah.
They're out there either brushing or they're cleaning up one of the pens or, you know, mucking a little bit. But they're all working together. And then after that, what happens? You know, then the kids are all get together.
chores are super important to us. The kiddos learn teamwork. They learn how to complete something. They get to visit with their wrangler. But when they're done with their chore, excuse me, they go straight into the arena, grab their helmets, and they have about 45 minutes. They ride. We have a leader in the arena. We have a wrangler with each kiddo. Wrangler is just that person that walks alongside. For two reasons, it makes a child feel safe, and right. a lot of our kids don't. And it also just gives them a pair of ears that they have their undivided attention, and those kids can talk to them about anything they want to. And there is a mechanic
yes.
about the horse and its gait loosening up the mind, the spirit, where you just open up, start sharing. You'll see kids share things that they haven't talked about in years sometimes, once they're on the back of a horse.
Well, we have the special kids day at the Rodeo Association.
Yeah.
You'll be there with your horses and probably some of the kids
yeah.
will show up. And we have, gosh, 100, maybe more, show up. Yeah, I think it is more than 100. And we've got 5, 6, 7 horses out there. We've got a wagon drawn by horses that they can ride on that, too. And every child gets at least one or two rides, some more.
Yeah.
And we lead them around, and they have outriders, you might call them, there to make sure that they, you know, don't slip off or anything. And the kids just love this. And, you know, you hear stories how they hadn't talked for 2 days and they get on that horse and they start talking to the horse and people. They show up in little costumes. I think Spider-Man rode 4 times last year. Four or 5 times. And
because sometimes you have to be in costume in order to become a character for you to feel free.
And the, but it's, we do that once a year. You do this how many days a week?
So we do it per our county use permit. We do it 4 days a week. We have 9-hour-long sessions. Each session accommodates anywhere from 7 to 9 kiddos. We get
every day you have that.
Well, 4 days a week.
4 days a week. Well, yeah.
which is plenty.
Well, yeah, I mean, 9 1-hour sessions.
Yeah.
During the 4 days, and you've always got kids there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a list of kids to come in. We serve about 81 to 90 kids a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, even though it's a lot of work, it's a lot of energy. When you're there during session, it's just a whole different vibe than the morning farm.
Mm-hmm.
But, we see miracles every day. Where else do you get to do that?
Mm.
I mean, we see these little tykes get up there on the biggest of horses, your Appaloosa.
Now, my Appaloosa.
The mule has bumped him. He's now the most popular. But they get up there, and in about 10 or 15 minutes, they're smiling, they're talking, they're giggling. It's universal. The minute they feel the trot for the first time, they giggle. They just uncontrollably laugh, which is so fun. And you see them for a little bit just kind of leave all the heaviness of the world they live in. Our kids in Shasta County live in a very heavy place.
The kids that are coming out to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the fact is equine therapy has been around a long time, but it's even spreading more. Veterans.
Yeah.
PTSD. They're starting veterans equine therapy groups all around the country, too. And that helps them. And anybody that's ever had a horse can tell you that that a horse gives back.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that.
They
think of dogs, but a horse gives back.
Yeah. I tell people all the time, it's the reason I'm not a crazy old woman. Because I get, you know, when life gets intense, you go out and you brush your horse, hang out, get on, and half an hour later, everything's fine again.
Well, when we come back from the break, Ginger, hopefully, with not isolating, maybe you can share with our listeners maybe a story or two of without names or location or anything, just about, you know, something that the program helped. And I think that's great because right now we're talking in a large number, but those kind of a testimony are great. And before we take a break, I do want to talk about something that you are have a great love for, too, and that is our Chicks and Chops luncheon that we are going to be having. So we're starting to promote that now. Tickets are on sale at ReadingRodeo.com. Please go to the Chicks and Chops luncheon. We changed the date, which is going to be a lot of fun. That means the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Cowboys aren't smack in the middle of the rodeo. So we've tried this year to do something different, which is May 2nd at the Senior Center. It's going to be a lot of fun, still rodeo theme, pink fun. And just remember one thing. Everything donated goes to a local patient. These individuals that are going through breast cancer treatment before and after, and perhaps your insurance falls through or something and they are in a place, that's what the funds are for, to go to those individuals from Chicks and Chaps. And right now we're in the middle of if you want to call it a grant, and a grant process right now with some individuals here, and it's a very rewarding thing to be able to, as you know, Ginger, be able to help our people in the North State. And this is why we love our community, our beautiful giving community. So again, the date is May 2nd. It's an afternoon luncheon. Doors open at 10:30. Go to ReadingRodeo.com for your tickets to Chicks and Chaps May 2nd. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out.
Ride 'em in raw.
Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tours, produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Good morning, and we're here with Ginger Salito, who is, she's in charge of Exodus Farms, but I would say she's Queen Angel.
The force behind.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by, I can't read.
Patrick Corman, attorney at law. Hey, if you are injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you should, you know, work treatment and work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. You may not be able to even go back to the same job you had before. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you to go back to work. Well, sometimes you need some help by somebody that understands the workers' compensation laws and can help you get the treatment that you deserve. And that's Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. His office is in Palisadro. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento over the last 5 years. And he's a good guy. He's honest, and you're going to be talking to him. You're not going to be talking to other people. You're going to deal with Patrick Gorman. And this guy, he's going to see what the problem is. Some cases, he may just tell you, look, it's going the way it should. It's taking time, but it's moving along. But if it's not, you need somebody like Patrick Gorman in your corner. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanCompLaw.com. And we're here with Ginger Salito and from Exodus Farms. How did you form Exodus Farms, Ginger? I mean, we talk about all the good things that it does, but what gave you the impetus to start it? Or was it, glide into it?
No, there was no gliding. There was rolling over rocky cliffs to get there. So thumbnail sketch, I would say, just through personal experiences our family went through and seeing the carnage when a child goes through emotional trauma. And I was at a loss. Like, what do I do for this child? And the one thing that helped both of us was writing together. And then observing other kids at the barn we boarded at, and one in particular severely, you know, people talk about verbal abuse, but the verbal abuse between mother and daughter was horrific.
And this little one asked if she could have permission to sit in this horse's stall and read books to him.
Oh.
And I just saw this transition in this child who should have just been wrecked. And she, this horse made her, and her horse's name was Chaos, which was hysterical because he was chaotic and her home life was chaotic. But yet, just to see them bond, she ended up buying him.
It makes me
want
to cry because books saved her and horse love.
Yeah.
That just is.
Well, we have a, I don't know if you've been there, Linda, but we have a little black pony that came out of a horrific situation. We don't share her story because it's so horrific, but worst physical and emotional trauma on an animal I've ever seen. And she was shut down, stood in a corner, racked with ulcers, little tiny thing, maybe not even 12 hands. And same thing, we had a young man, living with great aunt, in and out of the foster system, living in cars, and he was riding out at the ranch, and when he met little Millie, didn't share her story, but he immediately went to her, and he came up to me and said, can I give up my riding time and just read to her? And I'm like, well, I haven't heard that since I left Scottsdale, but sure, let's try it. And he started reading books to her, and you'd see him all over the property, sitting on the ground, reading her book. And I believe to this day that's what got her over the hump, where she finally started interacting with people, and she, you know, let down some of those walls. I always say with horses that have been through abuse or trauma, and it's really the same with people. They either go very inward and withdraw, and you know, they'll stand and just drop their head and not engage with anybody or any other horse. Or they lash out at everybody, which was really, if you saw Buck Brenneman's documentary about
Wonderful.
The stallion that laughs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I say that even with the kids. You're going to see them, most of our kids, you see that withdrawn, don't look up, don't want to talk, don't want to engage with you. But every once in a while you get one who is angry and lashes out. But she is wonderful learning how to drive, works with the kids, works with our grandparents. A lot of times our grandparents will say, let me just walk Millie around. So she has a role there that this little guy was responsible for.
Oh man, that just makes my heart, you know, I've teared up twice. Something else that, you know, we want our listeners to, if you can get a visual, is that, Ginger every year for the Asphalt Cowboys, parade. And we got a chance to watch that up and close when we were a couple times. I had the great honor of being, you know, the bank robber or whatever it was during that one year. And then another year, Carl and I were, blessed and honored to be, you know, whatever the head people are that go through the parade.
Grand Marshals.
That title. But while we were in that car watching you with your horse and what is it called when you've got the boots backwards?
It's a tribute to those that are gone. So for the Asphalt Cowboys, I believe it's a tribute to all those cowboys that they have lost in this year.
And that's, you lead.
Lead the horse through the parade.
And so waiting to go into the beginning of the parade, you're there and that horse is just standing there, so calm, so doesn't matter, standing on the asphalt.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Yeah.
And I also think that has a lot to do with your demeanor and you chose that particular horse. I don't know if it's the same horse every time.
It has been because they want a solid black horse. So that's actually one of our leader's horses that I use. And Kate has led her one year when I couldn't do it for the parade. But and that's a great point, Linda, because we teach that to the kids all the time, that in order to be a really good horseman, horsewoman, you have to really have control of your emotions. Because if you react emotionally, the horse just zero to 100. So you have to stay that, you have to keep that calm, quiet spirit, even when you're like, guys, you know, the horse is already amping up. And there's so many great horsemen that teach that, you know, and the other really cool thing about horses is they're managed in the herd by the alpha by how they move their feet. So if you watch a herd of horses, even in, you know, wherever your horse is at, you'll see horses move and manipulate by a swish of the tail, or they'll just kind of push them. And if if the alpha pushes, those that are under that alpha's leadership will move afoot. And so the best horsemen I know really practice those policies of no matter how seasoned your horse is, you're always checking to see will she or he move afoot based on the pressure I put on them. And it's not forcing them, but simply stepping into them just like another horse would. That horse will move. And the more you have that on the ground, the more control you have on a trail or in a parade when there's all sorts of bells and whistles going off. And you bring that horse back to, hey, I've never let you down. I'm going to take care of you. But move their feet a little bit to just remind them, I'm still the leader. You're still the follower. For children to learn that they can establish leadership with a 1,200-pound animal, it's so cool to see them just that epiphany of, I can do this.
Wow.
I can do this. And it empowers them.
Yes.
We have so many kids that come back and say, I finished college, or I got my degree, or, you know, I got married and I have three kids, and we're living successfully and paying our bills. Just from that empowerment of, I can control this horse with respect and trust and not be harsh, because every one of those kids knows what harsh leadership is.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we do have to take a break here, Ginger, but I would think, like, you know, the rule of thumb is treat others how you want to be treated. So, you know, the lesson being with kids is that if they come from screaming and yelling and abuse, and that's kind of how they learn that behavior,
right.
But then they can see if I scream and yell and abuse this animal, I'm never going to. So your program out at Exodus Farms is invaluable for the future of this. What do you want to call it? This.
The children's psyche, for one thing. Yeah,
I say all the time we're not there, even though we get smiles and laughters and kids have a blast. We're not there for them to have a good time. We're there for them to be successful in their futures. And we see it all the time.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice. Just there yesterday, in fact. I got another great haircut. Never had a bad one. And what I really like, besides the fact it's not a hair salon, it's a real barbershop, is that you can make appointments two different ways. You can call them 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy and sign up that way and set up a special day every month or twice a month to go down there. And they come back until you've been confirmed, and then they send you emails to remind you that you've got a haircut that day, which is kind of fun, which for me is really good to remind me that I've got something going on that morning. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Exodus Farms and Ginger Salida.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
I get no doubt.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundabaugh. It seems like our phones are ringing constantly, but when you pick it up, it goes beep, beep,
that's
beep.
That's what happens when you have, when you, usually it goes like that when we're doing giveaways.
Yeah, but no, no, this is, there's some kind of spam calling going on. Anyway, 8:37 in the morning here on the 24th of March. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful day until next Tuesday or next Monday when we might have a possibility of rain.
Hey.
But sunny, beautiful days, low 80s at night into the, you know, the high 50s, mid 50s.
Awesome.
So it's going to be beautiful. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we're here with one of our favorite persons.
Yeah.
From Exodus Farms is Ginger Salito. Ginger Salito. And Exodus Farms is a place that allows children to relax and to help find themselves. Kids coming from just bad situations.
Yeah.
And it's through equine therapy. And we've heard several stories today. Not only are the animals good for the children, but the children are also good for the animals.
Oh,
because
totally.
You take,
yeah,
you take animals from people that donate,
mm-hmm,
and refuse to entertain the idea of selling them.
You sound somewhat bitter.
No.
No, how many?
But you have this one big Appaloosa horse that I fell in love with, but And he's a big boy.
Yeah.
And kids.
Horse or mule?
No.
Horse.
Yeah, but
ooh.
I'm going to get into
okay.
the mule.
Okay.
And then the other, was it Valentine's Day you got the mule? It was something like that. Because.
Yeah, it was close.
It was close to it.
I think it was on Valentine's Day.
It was.
You say that.
Yeah, because.
It
was
wild.
It was, it's an Appaloosa mule, which are not real, I mean, those are kind of rare.
I see them a lot.
And, but on the rump are the two spots that are on his right rump look like hearts.
Yeah.
I was like that. I thought, oh, come on. Yeah.
I know, we couldn't have planned it, right?
Yeah. And so,
and his name's Bob.
And he's a big boy. He's over 16 hands, but he's obviously gentle because you've got him out there. You've already got him working out
there. He's already working in program. He's a superstar.
Where do your animals come from, Ginger?
Well, we, the short answer to that, I always tell people, God brings them because I never go look for them. I've never gone to look for a horse or a dog or anything else. And yet people reach out to us. I've actually, one of our favorite horses, Kobe, actually, my friend who was with the Rodeo Association, Jean Ann Popejoy, pulled up and said, I want you to look at this horse. She'd be perfect for your program. And she parks the trailer right in front of where I'm, my little table where I sit. And I said, Jean Ann, we're full. We don't need another horse. We're set. And she said, well, she really needs to be out here. But I said, well, at the time Josh was helping me, and I said, we'll let him try her, and he tried her. So I said, put her back in the trailer. So, of course, she goes to have coffee, and the mare is in the trailer staring at me while I'm sitting at this desk, just looking at me. And I kept looking the other way, and she kept looking at me. And so after about 35 minutes of that, I was like, take her out. We'll keep her. But it was so cool because we lost one of our solid horses that had, you know, he packed every program, every hour. And we shouldn't have lost him. It was Sam Cannell's old horse.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew Sam, he went really quickly of just a twisted intestine.
Yeah.
And Kobe stepped right into his position.
Well,
I would have, you know, but you just know. You know when they come out there. They need to be here. People will email. We have, and we respond to everybody. Here's the tragedy. Without Safe Haven in Shasta County anymore, there's nowhere for people to take horses that they can no longer care for. And granted, yes, there are some people that just maybe not as responsible as others. But right now we're getting inundated with calls from adult children of seniors like, my mom, my dad can't take care of this horse anymore. It's 30 years old. You can't ride it. It's navicular. Truly the animal. And then to move that animal at that age causes huge emotional trauma for that animal. But it's so sad because there's nowhere to direct them to. So we've started a horse adoption page on our website.
Okay.
It's not super active, but we try as many as we can that we hear about. We try and get homes for them. Or in some cases, we've actually helped families that could not afford, when I say, you know, our leadership, we pass the hat and we raise enough money where we can at least help them with the euthanasia. Because that's a hardship for a family.
Ooh, yeah.
That
it's not cheap.
And when you have a 34-year-old horse that is hurting,
yes,
it's the right thing to do. It's better than moving them.
Yeah, we see some of the
a gloomy subject for a
but it's real. It's real. It's like you know, at a certain point, people can't let go of their arthritic, cancer-ridden, riddled dog or cat.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, you're like, when the vet says to you, it's the humane thing to do, you just need to, you know, throw your hands up to God and say, please, it's been a beautiful life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take an early break because you got a lot of notes there. And I don't think we've hit everything. Happened.
Oh, they're just.
You know, I want to talk about how our community can help Exodus Farms.
Yeah.
I'd like to, and okay, I'm going to say this because you won't. Ginger's been going through a battle with the county and the state for at least 5 years that I know of. At least five.
We applied for our use permit after a complaint-driven process in 2014.
Okay.
So we are on 12 years.
12 years. And they have just built a new bathroom out there, which includes, I mean, that they were told they had to have, though.
Permanent bathroom for the children.
Even though other facilities haven't had to do that. That means tearing up their lawn for the septic system, but a lot of people joined together to make sure this happens. But also, it was, you know, I saw the paperwork on this. I called the county.
Did you see our folder?
Oh.
It's like this.
I know. It's like a foot high.
Yeah.
And this is for building a bathroom.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that it has to be this hard.
Yeah.
And in the county, you say, well, the state's saying this. And yet, did it?
Well, the state has had the most input as far as our public water system.
Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing. Yet, what, did you have to dig another well?
Yes. We had to dig a commercial well.
A commercial well.
And then once it's a commercial well, it becomes a public water system. So now we have reams of reports, paperwork to the state because we have to show that our water is safe for the people that we're never going to sell it to. It's crazy.
Because the water stays right there. Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere.
But you wonder
why businesses leave California. But thank God Ginger and the gang out of Exodus fought this. But now you've got everything in. But
just about. Yeah, we're getting there.
But we're going to talk about how you can help Exodus Farms, because this is one of the places that anybody's welcome to come out and just look at it. I urge you, give Ginger a call and just come out and take a look at Exodus Farms.
Yeah, make sure they call, because it's appointment only on our use permit, but to come and see it. And you know, what I would say, Carl, is that, there's been a lot of hurdles with the county, but when I say county now, I'm like, you need to remind yourself that it is the county, the sum total of our community.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I listed all, and I was like, whoa, I ran out of room. All the people, the businesses, the civic groups that have allowed us to finish this bathroom. The bathroom's been done with 100% donated labor. Like, it is amazing the people that show up and build it.
And can I say this, that some of the county employees came out to help?
Yes.
Anonymously
they
came out
us.
And helped. So, So
there
you
is
get
a
this.
Really
yeah.
great side of our county.
Oh,
and,
there
and
is.
The other, and the businesses and the civic groups. But, I just lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
That's okay, because we're taking
we
a break.
Take a break.
Right now.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Up is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Now, tomorrow, as you know, we're having an election coming up. We are in a new district. We're in district. What district are we in now? And with that new one, are we still in District 1? Anyway, the congressman.
Isn't that terrible?
I know, this new district.
Another one?
And Congressman Jared Huffman will be running. He is the congressman that will be in our district, and he's a Democrat. He will be on our show tomorrow at 7 o'clock for an hour. And we're going to talk to Representative Huffman and find out who he is. No, it's not going to be any type of confrontational type stuff.
No, not at all.
Because I don't know him, and he's going to be our congressman. But we're going to find out who he is, how he got into politics, and how does he plan on. And I can't wait to hear this one. Maybe he doesn't know yet, and I don't blame him. Is how do you represent the East Side of I-5 and the west side of I-5, one being deep blue and one being deep red. I do not envy this man, this job coming in here, because not only does he have the coastal towns, he also has all of the farmlands and ranch lands up here. So he's going to be on tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, Representative Jared Huffman.
And then
at 8 o'clock, the DA investigators are coming in to talk about what they do. So,
you know, you would think that he would want to have different people working for him in different districts.
Well, he will.
His eyes and ears of what's happening with the community.
I'm sure.
And that they could. Because you can't, one person can't be everywhere.
No,
in this vast area that we have.
And the thing is this is two diametrically opposed groups of people.
Yeah.
We're all Americans. Let's not forget that. But we have different viewpoints. So, anyway, Jared Huffman will be our guest tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Our guest today, though, and one of our favorite people is Ginger Salido from
Ginger,
Exodus.
Thank you.
From Exodus Farms. Well, you know what, Ginger? The first time I went out there, and I saw what was going on, and I thought, how beautiful is this? This is kids being helped.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost them a thing. Mm-hmm. If the county was to pay for something like this, it comes out, and you figured out one time, on the low side, it'd be like 30 grand a month to be able to have this kind of outlet for our children that need this. Mm-hmm. And you do this out of the love of your heart. Mm-hmm. And, but we also, you know, it's, you go through grants, people sponsoring and all that. And if people wanted to sponsor Exodus Farms, what, how do they do that?
So we have some great sponsors. So all of our horses have sponsors except for Bob the Mule. He's waiting, but, all of our horses are sponsored. We have kid sponsorships. So they range anywhere from $25 a month on up. It's all on our website. We have a great page of how to sponsor our animals or our kiddos that are out there. Most of our funding comes privately that way, just month to month. We had a great Giving Tuesday. I think I was here like right before Giving Tuesday, right? So we hit our goal. And
oh, fabulous.
Yeah,
congrats.
We were thrilled about that. That raises about half of our yearly budget. Our budget is mostly horse care because when you've got 17 in your herd, that's a big budget.
Yeah, it's a big
budget. It's not a big enough budget if you had our horse in your herd.
Right.
Because not only that, she finds ways of doing things.
We just talk about things like floating teeth.
Yeah.
And, you know, an abscess in the foot and having veterinarians come out. I'm just talking about times 17. What kind of food that particular horse, it's not like Purina, throw a bag of Purina out there.
Right. And we adopt, so a lot of the horses we adopt are seniors or they have some physical issues. So then you're at, you know, different feeds, supplements, whatever.
Right.
And one of the things people always call me, that a lot of people think we're primarily a horse rescue, and we're not.
No.
I mean, our heartbeat is for the kids, but we use rescued horses in order to help the kiddos find wholeness. So the horses that come to us are there till the end of their lives, which is such an honor to be able to meet these seniors. Some of these guys broken down, some of them not. Some of them it's just families are like, hey, we're at this place. We got to get a home for this horse.
Like Bob.
Or your happy horse. Yeah,
they
know that's their home till.
And they a go. Horse that you know. These horses are not overworked in the sense of they're not going up mountains or anything anymore. So a horse that could be a little bit older, but is still able to walk
and can do the work.
You're leading them around. They're in with their herd. They get, you know, they're taken well care. You really take care of them. So you can use an older horse for and add another 8 years of usefulness to them.
Right. And they're saints. Oh my goodness. I'm so proud of them. We had two episodes last week. Well, one was just so fun to watch. They decided to play red light, green light, and they were using all of our newer horses that are still learning because when they come in, you don't know what kind of training they've had. There's holes in the training. There might have been abuse in the training. So we spend a lot of time rehabilitating them to make sure they're safe for the kids. And I just was like the proud mommy watching these 9 horses, red light, green light, all the way down the arena. And these kids were trotting and walking. But Saturday, it was the day last week. 9 horses tied on the rail waiting for their kids. And one of my horse, go ahead.
One of my
horse handlers was working a new horse that just came in last fall. And he's still figuring out, still gets scared out there, still thinks he's in a totally foreign country. And he broke loose and he started galloping, like just dead run around the arena. And I was like, this is going to be a wreck. And luckily all the kids were at chores. The 9 horses just stood there. I just kept telling them, stand, you're good. Don't move. And that horse just went flying around him about 3 times. Nobody moved. Nobody pulled back and we caught him. But I was like, you guys are amazing. You know, they're just geared
they
now.
Know what they're, and do you believe that, you know, when the horses know? I firmly believe the horses know.
They know and they take
such good
care of the
kids. As we see
with
the special kids day, those horses know that they've got a job there and it's to be quiet.
Yeah.
And walk.
Yeah.
Quietly.
And they have a great respect for their precious cargo.
Yes.
They really do. I swear they know.
Okay, Ginger, how do people, we want to support Exodus Farms. How do they do it?
So website's the best way, exodusfarms.org. We have a wish list for the farm if people like to just do things. There's information on how to be a monthly supporter.
Okay.
I am blown away. I tell people all the time, this 12 years with the county was worth every bit of it to just see the miraculous work of our community coming behind us. Wouldn't trade, when I look back now, I'm like, I wouldn't trade this for anything because I saw miracle after miracle. But if our bathroom's about 70% built, we are going to probably drywall in the next week or so, depending on inspections. So we're excited. But if you want to get involved in what's left in that, you can always give me a call or contact me through the website. If you want to hear more about our stories, our Facebook page, we do stories 3 to 4 times a week. And that's really fun for our donors, for everybody. Just see what are they investing in? What is happening? What are the changes?
Thank you so much for being with us today. This has been just a very uplifting moment with Ginger from Exodus Farms and talking about the programs and how, for our community, how you can go to, what's the website again?
ExodusFarms.org.
I'm on here right now, and it shows you how you can donate. It shows you photos of what goes on out there. This is one of those great organizations here in Reading.
You can always come visit. Just call us first.
Call them first. Okay.
Thanks, you guys.
Tomorrow, Representative Huffman's going to join us, so that we'll find out what his plans are if he wins in the November.